Good morning. It's Richard Landon of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we're going to be continue our discussion on being set for success in your business. And joining on my on the phone is Dean Wolf, president of Hosted in Canada, and you can check him out at hostedincanada.com. But first, a little story. Darn it, it happened again. Nothing works. It was 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, and a proposal was due to a client. Not a problem. I'll just email it. Send it as an attachment, you know, a PDF file. Nothing could be further from the truth. I was living a bad Elvis Presley song. You know the one. Return the sender. Address unknown. No such number. It was the king of internet meltdowns. Everything stopped working. My email, my password, my website, my online marketing initiatives, my mobile access. It all stopped. My business stopped dead in its tracks. Totally melted. Total negative impact. On the weekend, I fielded a few spam mails. I got messages back saying I sent out an email to a whack of people I didn't know, but nothing could be further from the truth. I ran some scans, Norton, exterminated, plus system diagnostics, and cleaned up a few files and some stuff on my system. It was all good. The universe had returned back to normal. So on with the show, my marketing, my business, I went. Suddenly, a negative vibes hit. I got blacklisted on the internet, along with a whole lot of other people who shared technology servers didn't work. That is when I connected with the ISP, and with a loud cry, I said, help. That is when I found out what happened. I learned a valuable business lesson. The system is secured, but your social system and the internet site needs to be secured too. You need to market all your a marketing online presence that is secure and helps you build your business. I also learned, most importantly, that you need a plan for your business technology service usage to ensure that you don't end up accidentally closing your business doors, even if it's not your fault. That is when I reached out to my business associate and friend to help explain a few things to me. That would be the gentleman joining me on the phone today, Dean Wolf, president of Hosted in Canada. Dean, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you online with me right now or on the phone. So, Dean, to start things off a little bit, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and just where you come from and how you actually got into, Hosted in Canada?
Yeah, you betcha. Well, been in the business for 15-plus years, and actually in that time started on the web design side. And what happened was lots of people kept asking us about, after we built the website, where can we put it? So I put together a company called Hosted in Canada. And born and raised in Calgary. Just been an entrepreneur all my life. Yeah. So we do web design, the hosting, and, of course, specialize in WordPress.
Now, before we get into the interesting stuff that Hosted in Canada does and some of the valuable lessons, you said you're an entrepreneur all your life. So what other kind of businesses? Like, most entrepreneurs are sort of almost like serial entrepreneurs. They usually have had dabblings in other businesses. So what kind of other industries have you been involved in?
Well, at a very young age, I actually sold accident and sickness insurance door-to-door, so 100% commission, and then from there moved into the travel business.
Okay.
Owned Unigold Travel Agencies in Calgary and Edmonton, and those are franchises, and also Cook Island Holidays, a tour company as well. So did that, and also waste removal business of all things, which was related to my family. They're in construction. My brother's an inspector and was in construction, and my dad still does construction. So that, but always owning companies and doing work and self-employed, except for 9 months of my life, which was hell. Couldn't do it.
So I take it that 9 months of your life, that was hell. You must have had a job.
I did. I got a check every month, but I just hated not being in control and sort of pointing in the right direction.
So
your own
destiny kind of stuff. Out of curiosity, I'm not going to ask you the company or anything, but are you willing to mention the industry or the role you were doing?
Say that again, the industry or the which?
I don't want you to mention the company that you were 9 months employed with, but I'm just wondering if you want to mention the industry or the role. What were you doing?
It was travel, yeah. I was a marketing director for a different tour company.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so the company that I owned was purchased by them, and they asked me to come online, and I did some marketing and sales.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a normal succession type thing anyway in business. Yeah. A lot of times you can end up working for people. You mentioned you're in Calgary. I'm curious. I mean, your company is obviously head office out of Calgary, but do you do work right across the country, right across North America, right across the world, like in terms of some of your client work and things?
We've done projects for people from New York to Idaho to California. Of course, tons of work in Calgary. But of course, Toronto, Vancouver. We've got clients that co-locate or store servers in our data center in Calgary that are in Vancouver, mining companies and things like that. So pretty much North America focused. We haven't really done any marketing or any efforts outside of North America, but right across the country.
Yeah. So that's actually quite a bit. Now, you started your company off about 15 years ago, did you say?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, 15 years ago. So what was the thing that got you started? And just real briefly, I guess, what was the big thing that got you started in this industry?
Well, I mean, 15 years ago, web design was in its sort of infancy stage. So, you know, the cost of building a website 15 years ago was huge. And it was just something that was very interesting for me. There wasn't, you know, sold the travel agency side of things and was looking for something new to do. And just always enjoyed the technology, the web, the computers, all that kind of fun stuff. So,
yeah, those kind of things. So that's normal. That's what usually happens. You know, a lot of people, when they start off a business, they have an interest in that business. And a lot of technical professionals become entrepreneurs and that. We should talk a little bit more about that and the impact in terms of some of the things that your company is doing and the economics of it all when we return. You're listening to Richard Landon for The Spar. And my guest today is Dean Wolfe, president of HostedInCanada.com. And we're going to continue talking about the importance of keeping your company secure and having an online business presence. We'll be right back. It's Richard Landon, and welcome back to The Spar, where we seek to create business champions. Today we're talking to Dean Wolfe, president of Hosted in Canada, really about technology security or security in your business environment and having an online marketing presence. And before we went on our break, we were talking a little bit about the history of web design. And Dean, one of the points I think you were making was about 15 years ago, you know, to design a website or to start to develop that presence, it was maybe, I think you suggest it was really costly in comparison to today. So can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, as technology has gotten easier for the end user, there's lots of different tools out there these days. And one of the tools that we love the most, of course, is WordPress. Lots of people are familiar with that one from a blogging standpoint. But now, these days, we build websites from the scratch, you know, from the beginning all the way to the end. And they can do everything from shopping carts to forums and news and email marketing. That WordPress does everything. And the nice thing about WordPress is it is actually the code itself or the site, you know, the software is free. And yeah, it's really built with the end user in mind. So
isn't that referred to like open source or something along that lines?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's lots of them out there, Drupal and Joomla and different ones. But amazingly, WordPress, I think 50% plus of the websites in the world are now built. That was the last stat I heard somewhere, built on WordPress. So,
out of curiosity, do we actually know roughly how many websites there are in the world?
You know, I Googled it the other day, and it's ridiculous. I could probably do it right now while we keep talking.
Yeah. Okay, discover a number. You know what? I'm just curious because, you know, 50% of 1 billion is like, you know, oh my gosh, it's 500 million, you know, sites and stuff like that. So I just always find that those numbers are now quite interesting. I want to revisit the WordPress a little bit because I know that you and I have had some discussions around security and regarding just, you know, small business or mid-size enterprise security and any company security overall. And I know that part of our conversation started from the fact that I had a slight email meltdown, right? Can you sort of address maybe some of the things that were going on at the time and maybe some of the things that you see that happen to businesses due to, you know, all the different security issues now that exist on the internet?
Yeah, you betcha. Well, I think, you know, in your situation, unfortunately, what happened is you're in a shared hosting environment, and which means there's, you know, it could be 100 or 200 different websites on a single server, of course. And unfortunately, we had a client on the server that you were on who did not take care of their website. And just like your desktop or your telephone, your mobile, you know, your smartphone, they have updates and patches. Well, unfortunately, there are some people who will leave their website running for years and not update it. And unfortunately, that's what happened. And that client, of course, when we saw that, we shut their site down, but it had some residual effect.
Sure.
And one of those things that you talked about is the server, some of the IP addresses, not domain names, but IPs got blacklisted. And for a period of time, you sit in this little blacklist area, and you have a hard time sending out emails. And so that's kind of what happened. And that's because they didn't keep their website up to date, and there was a hack, and somebody used the site to send out spam.
Yeah.
And the other big one that people do is, you know, that terrible thing that people do with passwords. You know, but I think the most common password out there is actually the word password.
Yeah.
Or 1234. So, you know, staying away from those things is very important.
Yeah. No, I learned a very valuable lesson about passwords a while ago. It's just to go alphanumeric. And you can easily create a code for yourself that's easy to remember. And if anybody ever wants to contact me about how to do that, just send me a note at richard@braveworld.ca. I'd be happy to share a little system or approach to do that so you never forget your passwords. One of the things I found very interesting is that you sort of you just talked about shared server environment, because it makes me wonder how many businesses, like how many entrepreneurs, how many small businesses are out there that have that situation going on where they're in a shared server environment, but they don't know it.
You know, I don't know the exact number, but if I look at my business, I can tell you that probably 90% of our customers who use our service for email are in a shared environment.
Okay.
And it's a very common thing because it's cost effective.
Sure.
I mean, we've got what we call enterprise email, which is a completely different animal, and it allows collaboration and synchronization and the way it's structured and set up is different, but the cost of that is a little bit higher. You pay on a per user per month versus a shared.
Yeah.
And so one of the conversations I have with small or medium-sized business owners is these days our businesses run so much by email and communication, and I'll have somebody paying $100 or $200 a year for a tool that could possibly be generating hundreds of thousands of dollars for them. And I challenge them to rethink spending only a couple hundred dollars a year for a process or a service that really is generating possibly hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars.
Yeah, and I think that's something we can probably get into a little bit later on in terms of, I think that's a nice slide into maybe some online marketing type of things, you know. And I do figure that some of the security issues that companies do find themselves in are quite challenging. I know that there's an article recently in the newspaper, I was just reading that talked a bit about that and about how many passwords are actually stolen, and that there's a whole group, and in this case here, they're recording out of Russia, that are actually out, and their whole thing that they're doing is just going out and grabbing people's secure data. And from sites like in terms of what you're sort of mentioning about and everything too, if there was one way, just before we take a brief break, that we could secure our environment, would that just be making sure that we keep our sites up to date and keep our passwords changed on a regular basis?
Well, I think just those two things alone. I mean, you know, there are sometimes where people will share information to someone and they'll be emailing things, and, you know, there's something called packet sniffers and they can grab that kind of stuff. But that's just not common. A properly put together password, a little bit more difficult, alphanumeric, uppercase, lowercase, that with keeping your website up to date, those two things alone would probably eliminate 80% of the mess out there. So those two things.
80% of the mess just by doing those two things. I think that's a really great tip for business people and people in general. You're listening to Richard Landon of A Brave World and actually the SPAR, and we're all about business champions. And today our guest is Dean Wolfe of Hosted in Canada. And we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. It's Richard Landon of A Brave World, and you're listening to The SPAR. You know, The SPAR is an acronym. It really stands for Strategic Plan to Actionable Roadmap. And I think every business needs to have a Strategic Plan to Actionable Roadmap. Is it really about finding a winning approach that'll help you set and achieve your business goals? Maybe that's really what sparring and being a business champion is all about. I suspect it's truly about people working together, unraveling complex issues, making better business decisions, and establish a common direction. When we return, we'll continue our conversation with Dean Wolf, president of Hosted in Canada, and you can check them out at hostedincanada.com. And we're talking today specifically about security and online marketing for your business, just keeping everything nice and tight in your business. We'll also do the SPAR 123 Business Champion Knockout Tips, the things you must do in your business to be a success. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. I've been chatting with my guest today, Dean Wolf, president of Hosted in Canada. Now, Dean, before our break, we're talking a little bit about security, and I know that just looking at some of your information, we got into a bit of a conversation about WordPress. I think something like WordPress Wiz, if I got it pronounced correctly. I'm curious about a couple of things, and you sent me a couple of notes on malware and then botnets, I think it's what are those things, and why should we be concerned about those in our business?
Well, you know, I think the big thing, again, is going back to our original discussion that there are so many WordPress websites out there. I went and looked real quick, and there's over 1 billion 20, and 25 million and counting, and the numbers just rolling across the screen from the internet live stats. But with so many of them being WordPress, and as you said before, it's open source. So which means anytime there's an error with WordPress, they publicly announce that.
Okay.
They put it out there. Yeah, so it's so everybody is aware of it, and it's all that information is shared. But when that happens, it of course there's everybody who's bad knows about it as well. So the importance of quarterly updating your WordPress site is very important. So right now, I think probably in Calgary, there's probably 200 or 300. And same thing as Winnipeg or the provinces. There's just so many web design companies, but there's probably only 20 companies in the world that sort of specialize in updating and securing WordPress, and we're one of those companies. It's something we've been working on for about 6 to 8 months, and this WordPress Wiz service is we harden, we back up, we do this whole process of securing your site and updating it for you. So that's what that WordPress Wiz is.
Okay.
But to answer your question with botnets are just, when a computer is infected or a website is infected, what happens is that computer or that website can shoot out spam. And that's one of the biggest problems with websites these days is people, again, not keeping up to date. So malware is just basically all about people taking advantage of your computering and using it to send out junk mail.
Okay. Well, at least those answers those particular questions for our business listeners. It sounds to me like, I know every company I deal with now, they're all talking WordPress. So, and that's the way they're planning on going with their future development. So, no, it's good that we get this expertise, this subject matter expertise from you right now. One of the conversations that you and I periodically have had is online marketing. And, we've talked things like pay-per-view, pay-per-click, return on investment, measurement, and stuff like this. Could you, start to enlighten us a bit in terms of what all that stuff actually means? Or I guess maybe from your online marketing experience and perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. There's just so many ways to go, Richard. I mean, there's social media, there's organic marketing, there's what they call pay-per-click, there's cross-linking with webs. There's just so many things you can do out there. But to be honest with you, I'm a big fan of pay-per-click. Pay-per-click is just every time somebody clicks on your ad, you pay either Google, Yahoo, or Bing for that.
Okay.
But I find it is to be one of the most effective ways to actually calculate your return on investment. So, and the other thing is, it's the most important thing is it works. Now,
okay.
Google is filthy rich. They got a lot of cash, and it's because primarily of their marketing programs. So for me, I have no problem saying this. To say this to people all the time, I spend about $1,000 a month on pay-per-click, I can actually calculate what it costs me to have somebody show up at my website from Google. And then I can calculate what it costs to convert them. And for me, that's either filling out a form and contacting me or phoning me. And then I can actually calculate what it costs for a brand new customer. And I actually track all that information. And you and I have talked about that. So it's just a mathematical process. And depending on what product you're selling, it can make sense. So if you're doing a basement renovation for $10,000, it's an extremely effective way to do it. or even a product that sells for $500 or $1,000 can be very effective.
So just getting those calculations in. So basically, you know, you're talking a bit about cost per sale. So just really understanding when you get a customer in the door, a paying customer, you know how much it actually you had to invest to actually get that particular customer.
Yeah, and that, again, that's the wonderful thing about Google's pay-per-click program or Google AdWords.
Yeah.
And also the Google Analytics, is you can actually see 100 people came, 50 of them filled out a form, 20 of them actually you talked to, and 8 of them you closed. And if you know that it cost you $1,000, then you can go 1,000 divided by 8.
Yeah.
And if your product is selling for 1,000 to 5,000, you can actually start to really calculate. So I know, you know, what exactly it cost me for a conversion, and it works really well.
Yeah, so that's actually quite well. Now, out of curiosity, who does the math for you?
Well, I have somebody who provides all the data for me, Rocco, and he gives me the quick analysis and all the information, and then it actually has a breakdown on, you know, so for example, July, the first week of July, if I had 4 conversions, and actually in my reporting, it says it cost me $19.18 per conversion.
Oh, okay.
And then we for all of our clients that we do the service for, we actually do this report for them on a monthly basis. So, you know, as a business, I'm a small business owner. I know what it's about. You know, buying advertising on the back of a magazine, sometimes you really just don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to track. But the nice thing about the system, and it's a reason why Google's so rich, is it actually does work and it is very controllable. The budgets, the returns, everything.
Everything. You know, that's great because I think as small business owners or mid-range business owners, even corporations, we're all interested in terms of where our advertising or our marketing dollars are spent and what that return on investment is. And well, maybe we'll talk a bit about that when we come back and we'll do the 1, 2, 3 business champion knockout tips and tricks. You're listening to Richard Lannan for Brave World and the SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with Dean Wolf, president of Hosted in Canada, hostingcanada.com. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan. You're listening to The SPAR, all about business champions. And it's actually time about The SPAR and the 1, 2, 3 business champion knockout tips, the things that you must do in your business to be successful. Now, Dean, you and I have had the opportunity to talk a bit about this, and I always like to ask my guests to, when they join me, to think about the things that made them successful in their business. And Dean, so what are your 3 things that you think are the business champion knockouts, the things you must do?
Well, you know, Richard, it all flows from sort of a philosophy. So about, you know, when I talk to clients, it's about educate, inspire, and challenge.
Okay.
And, yeah, so first thing is you need to educate yourself on the basics, you know, about pay-per-click, about what's a good website, those kinds of things. Second thing is you need to get inspired. I mean, there's a reason Google's making billions, and this is because the system works. You need to find out why it works and can it work for you or how it will work for you. And the third thing is you need to challenge yourself or find somebody to challenge you as a good consultant, like yourself or a coach, web design, marketing strategist. You need to find the right people and challenge yourself on a regular basis to review and look at and to grow your business.
Oh, okay. And when we were first talking about this and everything, when I heard educate yourself, I was really thinking, you know, for the business owner, the professional or the entrepreneur or the business leader, that, you know, it's really making sure that they're educating themselves in all of the key components. I mean, not just the pay-per-click, but everything around their business itself. I always find the word inspire to be quite interesting. Can you dive into that a little bit more when you think in terms of inspiration or inspire? Because you talked about the coach or consultant inspiring overall, but can you go a little bit further with that one?
Well, I mean, you know, you're right. It's a pretty personal word, right?
Yeah, it is.
I think that when I sit down with a client and I come away from that meeting and they've been refocused.
Okay.
They've been shown the future and the future opportunities, and they can understand what the cost is and what the return on investment is. I see that they get inspired. And for me, that's what it's about. And it's about sitting with somebody who's got 15 years knowledge, somebody who knows what they're doing, and somebody who's not going to say it's going to cost you $100,000 a month to make it happen.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's good practical ways to do it for every business. So
for every
it's
business.
About relighting the marketing fire and using the internet and the web to do that.
Okay. And there's a lot of companies out there that are starting to offer those kind of services and everything too. Now, having said that, I mean, I think educate yourself, get inspired by somebody else, and definitely challenge yourself to move forward. there are some trends happening right now in the technology industry that are going to impact or that are impacting business today, just in the way that people are working different and the devices that we use. What are some of those key trends that are happening right now?
Well, I think the big one that's happening right now is mobile. And social media. So, you know, depending on your business and your business model, you know, the big one, I think, is mobile. And that's one of the nice things about WordPress is you can integrate mobile into your WordPress website quite easily. But the number of people who, I think there's now more people on smartphones or devices than there are on desktops, and that trend is continuing and will continue. And so when you're thinking about communicating with your potential customers or your current customers, you need to make sure that your site and the way that you communicate them is mobile or smartphone friendly. And that's a real big one.
That's a real big one. So for our listeners that maybe are not familiar with mobile, I mean, that's really, you are just talking about the smartphones or the tablets, et cetera, that you move around with a lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. Nice, simple definition. I know that. But I know that a lot of listeners are very quite savvy in terms of their technology itself. So I guess the key takeaway there is that whatever you're working on, it needs to be able to fit onto that small device and easily accessible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one of the things you mentioned was about social media. And I know you've used this expression with me, and I'm pretty technology savvy. But first of all, you know, what do we mean by social media or who are the social media groups? But the other one is, as you said to me at one point in time, selling locally using social media. Could you explain that a little bit, both the social media side and the selling locally using social media?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of four specific social media sites. I mean, there's just tons of them out there, but the big ones and the ones that I think provide the biggest return on investment are LinkedIn, especially if you're at a B2B.
Business to business.
Yeah, Google+, Facebook, and YouTube. So those four really do have a positive effect. Number one, if you have a website and you want to show up on page one. Now, that's a really important thing. And any type of activity or what we call a dynamic or changing website really does have – Google looks at that and says the more dynamic and the more going on, the higher you go up in the rankings. Mm-hmm. It's one of the over, I don't know how many, 200 different algorithms they use, but it's important. But social media can be very positive. You know, I've talked to clients who go, we're never using social media. And I go, okay, why? I said, well, the only thing we have a problem with our stuff is we can't find anybody to work for us. It's just nobody out there. I said, well, actually, Facebook is a really good way to get the word out that you're looking for people. So they went into the Facebook side, and they got some really positive results from it. So Facebook and those types of things can also be ways of getting the attention if you're selling B2C or business to consumer or customer, if that's your market. So it's really about analyzing what your business is and what's the best way to take it. But people use it. People live on it. I'm on Facebook every day.
Oh, yeah. No, I live on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Yep. And I'm not so much Google Plus right now, even though I do have Google Plus access. I just haven't educated myself on it yet. So that's my next challenge. And you've inspired me to go read about it. The other thing you've mentioned, though, is using social media to be local. I think a lot of times people think social media is international. What do you mean by to be local with social media?
Well, if you set up your social media in a way that is focused, and this is about having somebody who knows what they're doing when they do set it up, but if you set it up so that your focus is in your local area, you know, say, for example, Winnipeg or Calgary.
Toronto, wherever it might be.
Wherever you are, yeah. And if you design it properly, when people go and search for something, the search engines know where you're sitting. It's called GOIP, GOIP tracking. So if you're sitting in Toronto or you're sitting in Vancouver, the search engine knows where you are. And so they show to them stuff that's relevant to their local area before they show stuff that is, you know, in China. They're not going to show you subway in China. They're going to show you subway in Vancouver. So if you're in Vancouver, so those types of things, if you design it properly and set it up, the local benefit. You know, I was sitting in the kitchen the other day, and we were looking for some fast food, and I pulled out my smartphone and typed it in and did a search, and five restaurants within 5 miles of me all showed up.
I've experienced that too. Now, that's a great explanation of actually local. You're listening to Richard Lanna of The Spar, and my guest today is Dean Wolf, of president of Hosted in Canada. You can check him out at hostincanada.com, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Richard Lanna of Brave World and The Spar. We're about accelerating business champions, and we've been chatting today with Dean, president of Hosted in Canada. Dean, I do have one final question for you, and if there was a key message that you'd like to share with our listeners, what would that be?
You know, I think it comes down to finding yourself an expert, whether it's myself or it's you or somebody who can be your coach, who can answer the tough questions, and who can boil it down and make it simple for you. And there's lots of opportunity. You just got to find the right person who can take you along the way.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense from a business perspective. You've been listening to Richard Lanna for The Spar, and we've been chatting with Dean Wolf. And now Dean is the president of hostincanada.com, and you can check them out or reach them at hostincanada.com. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for listening.